Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
It's Daddy Speaks, the international transformational storytelling, y'all. Just what you need. Time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
Greetings, 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 everyone. I want to thank you again for tuning into Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous and Power of Praise Network. Yes, Power of Praise Network, aka Poppin' TV. These are intentional, motivational, plus inspirational shows that are filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength. Plus, cover a variety, yes, a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage our listeners who are worldwide. Let me tell you, you're going to be listening to nothing but the stone cold truth here on our show today. As always, I tell you that I have an amazing guest. But listen, when I tell you today I have an amazing guest, guess what? I have an amazing guest. You know, I always tell you that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. So again, thank you for tuning in every Wednesday and on Sundays. You know, every relationship has a spiritual purpose that helps us grow and become stronger. Sometimes our most challenging situations bring the greatest personal blessings. So from them, we learn about forgiveness, patience, and other virtues. Like I said, I have a motivating guest here with me today. He is held out of a state that's way below me. But I want you to know that you're going to be listening to nothing but stone cold truth. So if you're lacking in motivation right now to the point that is keeping you stuck in life, guess what? The only person standing in your way is you. Yes, you. I'm going to tell you, this young man's mission here today is unbelievable. And I can't wait for him to introduce himself. And I have a couple of questions for him once he does. So I want to ask my guest, are you there?
Well, I'm good, man. Good to be here. Good to be among the living.
Yes, yes, yes.
Being with you.
Yes, I have to say, I love it when he says it is good to be among the living. I'm going to ask, and I have another pastor on the call. This is like 3 weeks in a row. Pastor, if you can tell us your name and where you are hailed from, I would greatly appreciate that.
Well, I'm Reverend Jarvis Bestman Sim, a human rights consultant strategist. From Liberia, I'm here in the United States, right here in New Jersey. Blessed to be here. I'm actually the CEO of the Children Assistance Rescue Mission and the pastor and founder of the Faith Evangelistic Full Gospel Praise Ministries in Liberia. I'm the founder of the Basel Community Representative Forum, and then more. I'm a master in ministry, and actually a lot can just name everything, but the more interesting thing, I am born again.
Yes, yes.
And a citizen of the kingdom. That's my whole profile. Citizen of the kingdom.
I like that. That is so amazing. He said, I am citizen of the kingdom. I'm copying that.
Yes. So
go ahead, sir.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed being on your show. You know, that lot, looking back on where we come from, our background and, you know, the life we lay back in Africa, in our own country. You know, it's a great experience with the family. I have three kids. They are not kids again. They're grown up bigger than the ministry. And, you know, there are a lot of challenges. But actually, our being here is because of the mercy of God. A lot of testimonies because of the cold hands of God. Only because of his mercy that we're here. So, you know, my own story is and challenges in what I do, the Children Assistance Rescue Mission, and my own human rights perspective, my duty, I feel obligated to my country. I feel obligated to the United States. I feel obligated to the world. Why you think so? Because from the very onset of the beginning as man, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 4, God gave us the authority. When there was nothing, God, when God said he saw nothing else, he could not even pull down the rain before he made man. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 4, and now he said that we must manage.
Yes, we have
so to. So for manage. That concept, to be a manager, in other words, to look at what is going on in our world today, the challenge we went through and continue to go through, motivate us. You see, for the work we do, as says Betty, Dr. Betty, children are the future. Looking at where we come from, where children barely have food to eat, where they have no means to go to school, where the parents don't even have to send them to school. My our thinking, looking back in Deuteronomy chapter 6, and God told the children of Israel and us today that we must teach it to our children while we are lying on our bed, while we're walking on the street, wherever we are. Why you think so? Because it is the children. It is they are the future generation. They are going to be taking over from us. So he said, teach us to them. So the passion that God gave me, and nothing can actually carry me away from this passion, is for me to advocate for the right of children to education, good health, and protection.
Because
the future.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, those of us who are listening, who are listening to the sound of my voice. This is what will kill the future. If we don't invest in these children back here in America, why is it true that we have everything? Those of us who will listen to the sound of my voice, children, mothers, and school age, wherever you are, leaders of our nation. The reason why my passion is driven to this whole thing about children is because they are the future. If we don't actually prioritize their education, their good health, and protect them, we don't have a future. We can build all the mansions. We can have the most, I don't care what home we have. Those homes that you think you are building, if your child is not equipped or prepared to take care of it, what happens to them? So Sis Betty, I the lot of challenges we have. Where I come from, sometimes I shed tears when I see kids going without food.
Yes.
So our priority, like we're talking about the United States Institute for Human Rights and Diplomacy, focusing on 258 million children that are out of school. How many of us are looking at the alignment rate of children out of school? How many of us are looking at our kids here in America that some of them carry guns? How many of us are looking at the way we train them? How many of us are preparing them for the future? If we would think about our country to preserve, preservation is one thing. You know, we don't pray for money. We don't pray for worth. We applied principles to get worth. We apply business principle to get our business and our government. We don't pray for it, right? Mm-hmm. If you can pray every day, you think that God is going to, it is you that make you. It is me that make me.
Yes.
So it is these kids that we are preparing for the future that will make themselves. I have two kids, two of them coming up right probably after me. Well, dominantly because I want to tell the world, because maybe they see what I'm doing, my lifestyle. So our vision here in America, all over the world, we are thinking that more counseling need to be done, reaching out to more family. Our program, our community engagement. Why do you think we are initiating, like we talk, I says Betty, Dr. Betty, we're on the show the last time talking about children.
Yes, yes.
Yes, our community engagement is all about this. If the community can take responsibility in the world, every one person comes for a community. So our strategy is to reach family.
Mm.
No matter what condition we find ourselves.
Yes, I'm so, like, you have me so engaged in your conversation right now, and I feel your passion with humanity for children. You know, I feel that to the core of my heart, and I, after reading your bio, this is nothing new to you. You've been an advocate for humanity, especially in terms of children, for more than 15 years of your life. And yes, you say, I believe the children are our future. You said that. They're our, yes, future, and we need to start training them up right now in the way that not necessarily they should grow, but no, your philosophy is all about educating them. You have a passion to ensure that our kids are educated. And it, yeah, breaks your heart, as it does mine, when you go back home to Liberia and you see, not even there, but maybe where you are now, when you, yes, see a child that's hungry, you can tell, yes, a child that hasn't been eating or that's, yes, not eating properly. And, yes, that's where you're, and you've been in social work for more than 15 years as well. So, yes, even involved in that arena itself would give you a passion for, yes, other kids as if they were your own. And, yes, and I love the fact that you said that, you know, citizen of the kingdom, that's, yes, who you are. Yes. And I want to ask you, what motivated you to start your business? What was your motivation? You probably already answered that, but I want the audience, yes, to know, so it won't come from me, so they can be clear on, mm-hmm, the motivation that you inherit for what you're doing.
Yes. Well, way back home, you know, I can imagine that it just when I was a little, not even growing up, that was in 2008 to 2009. Now, at that time, I was nothing, you know, walking down the street, trying to look at things, you know, with growing up and having this passion and looking at children selling on the street. And then as a man of God, you know, actually studying the Bible, opening my eyes, God speaking to me. And, you know, I just see people just don't care, sending their children out there to fetch for them, mm-hmm, on the street to sell. And I was on the other side of the road, and then the car just hit the little girl, and she fell. But the little girl had a big pain on her head, trying to cross the street, and, mm-hmm, she was a child, but she went to sell for her parents to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that?
We
was on that side, and well, what came to my mind after they took her to the hospital. But why? Why would the child who was born to be careful? Why are they put on the street to care for the one to be careful for them? So then the pastor started to come. I went in the week after the week, man, we started this. I was alone. And I went down on the street. I can remember down Waterside, a place called Waterside in Liberia. And I just started taking the picture of them that was gathered. I just said, oh, you come up here. Why? Who sent you to sell? And they're where I started from. And they gave their story. And then the police came, and it was something that we went into. And then I started from right there. I said, no, you don't, we don't do this. Now, that was a woman who go in the village, take those kids, bring them to the city, traffic them, and then cause them to be selling and bringing money to her, and they don't go to school. So I said, no, we need to advocate for their right to education. We need to advocate for the right to protection, and we need to advocate for them for good health. This is not good. So there where I start from. Look, I went through a lot. The question is, am I having the good relationship that I enjoy? No. Do I have money to ready to do what I'm doing? Not what you think. Do I have everything to be happy? No. But I feel that this is my responsibility. This is my obligation.
Yes, yes.
I got to know it because of what I'm doing. If I didn't start doing it, if I didn't come to America or initiate some of the things that I'm doing in ministry to have a lot of relationship connection back here to people who I know, the tie that I'm here, that I have here, and other people who know me, I would have not been here.
Wow.
I started the initiative with the passion I have, and I know that, you know, it is from there, the foundation. And why did I say and I don't have? Why did I say that, you know, all these things I'm saying since Betty, Dr. Betty, many people in America kill themselves with guns, commit suicide because they don't have money or because a relationship is giving them trouble and it affects the children. Are you understanding? Those of us who will listen to the sound of my voice, you have a cancer, you have something that is troubling you. We have those problems. We have a lot of issues. But why do you think we are so happy in the Lord? Our mind is renewed every day, positively towards life. And we think that with the passion we have, we can make a big difference.
Yeah.
And that's why we are excited about being on this show. That's why we're excited about sharing our story. We went hungry for many days. We can tell you that some days our family don't even have the food to eat, but we still went there advocating for people.
So
we don't have a big house.
So let me get this straight. You've already said, you mentioned some of the setbacks that are challenges that you've been having to overcome, and that's financial. And that's like, things that have been aching at your heart. Those are some setbacks that you're having, unhappiness. And then you're definitely looking for others to collaborate with you, to join in with you. You're looking for those partners. Those are some of your setbacks. What or who has been your greatest inspiration? I already know Jehovah's top is your list. Yes.
Thank you.
So what who else has been some of your greatest inspiration during this journey that you have been on, as a social leader, as an advocate for kids that are not educated, not going to school, that are involved in human trafficking for financial gains? Who are those individuals that are inspiring you?
Well, I will say to you that not much when it comes to, you know, support internationally. Well, we formed Rock Church International here. We have the actually been in contact that quite recently with the United States Institute for Diplomacy and Human Rights in Liberia. Liberia, actually, we did the things that, you know, individually contribution, but to say really, with this connection internationally of people who are supporting back in Liberia, I would tell you, man, there are a lot of challenges. But this is what I'm saying. It is depending on passion. You see, when you have passion for something 15 or 16, 17 years, You give up because people are not supporting. In Liberia, you don't have project. You don't have you. Once you are not part of the clique or the group of people, man, just forget it. You're just not going to have a project to support children. So there were individuals and the people who actually want to help us. And, Bishop Cox, sometimes we have a scholarship. You know, Rosetta Cox here in America. And there are a lot of people who sometimes will say, look, I will just help for a child. And that's how we've been fighting it. We work with the Ministry of Gender, Liberia. We partner with the Ministry of Labor. As I speak, my team is at the Ministry of Labor right now in Liberia, having a meeting with the NSC. The NSC is the National Steering Committee, Ministry of Labor in Liberia right now as I speak. They are in the meeting. We've been part of the, we buttress government effort, but our country is not built to the capacity to help NGOs or organizations that have passion. So my coming to America in connection to all you guys, all of you people who are like the United States Institute for Diplomacy, thank God for them. We have just went through a time of signing MOU with the Trinidad Sister Rescue Mission to have the educational part of it back home so that we can help some children who really are not in school. Okay, that will be 2022. Now, but I'm saying with all my heart to the world today, if you know me, there have not been a bigger institution that have come to our aid to say, Chavez, I'm going to take up this burden. I'm going to do this because you have the passion. But I want to say to the world, let me tell you, says Betty, Dr. Speak. If you don't have a passion for something, don't get into it.
Yes, yes, I like that. And I'm going to stop you right there.
I have a greater testimony. Before I even came to the state, I was sitting right in the smaller office in Don Bosco Community in Liberia. Okay. There's a pastor. A pastor walked to me and said, if I don't turn over the church building to him, I'm not coming to America. And that was the greatest thing that ever happened in my life that I walk from and never fight. So I'm just, this is a great testimony. And I walk out of it because why? Because I have a plan, a future ahead of me. And I want to say to all of us, those of us who are watching this tape, if you don't have passion for something, two things will happen to you. You're going to give up because there are people that they are Tobias. They are enemies. They are right in the maze that want you to get off that boat because they don't want you to fulfill your vision. But with the passion and God being the backing, you're going to pursue it. You got to keep pushing yourself. You don't have to worry about that marriage. You don't have to worry about that situation, that sickness that is surrounding you, that is causing you to forget about the thing that God wants you to do, as compared to men want you to do. Forget about what men are saying about you. Forget about what they are saying about what you don't do, what you don't have. Forget about all that. All we need to do in life is to focus on the priority, the thing that God wants us to do. That's what got me here today as living, among the living. We need to look at the gun violence around America and other places in the world. Why would we take people's life? We have children. They have their kids. Forget about the situation. Walk out of it. I walk out of a lot of things. I have a lot of testimony. But today, it is because of the power, the grace of God, because I see God to be the one that is controlling my life, not man. You can be the greatest power on the earth. You don't control my life. You're going to try to do the best you can. And that's what I want to, you know, as you listen to the sound of my voice, I want to encourage us. This is exciting, says Betty. This is not about me. It is not about you. It is not about no one else. It is about God. As a kingdom citizen, I believe that we have an obligation. And my obligation before I leave this earth, I know God is going to, I'm going to give me the wisdom and the support. So, you know, I want to say to all of us that with the support of you And those of us who want to be part of what we are doing, this is going to be a big thing. But the glory go to God. Let the glory go to God.
Yes. Thank you so much, Pastor. You know what? I have gotten so many nuggets from you today. I know that you were like, you'll have to do this today. We're going to do it today. Seriously, today? This is important conversation that one needs to be mindful of, especially as we go, we're like ending our year. And I so appreciate your candid conversation with me on what it is that you are doing for the world, not just for the city that you're in or the community that you're in, nor the state, but what you're doing is a worldwide initiative, a worldwide, a global program that you are working with, and you're leaving imprints. I love talking about individuals that are leaving imprints, and you are definitely leaving imprint there in your community, in your state. You're taking things over to diplomacy. I heard you mention that you're making sure that you get so many involved and individuals that are helping you. It's amazing how you're getting scholarships already for needed children. And I want you to be, I can already see you're leaving a legacy, you're leaving an imprint. But I want you to explain to our audience again, because you did, why is it so important for you to leave this imprint? I know that you said the purpose, this is your calling. And I'll tell you, when God calls you, he calls you alone. And he doesn't do a conference call when he's calling you. He's only calling you. So I want the audience to know that. Well, I read that somewhere. When he calls you, it's not a conference call. But the fact that you are getting others involved, you see and you pray about your involvement with others too. Because that's something you told me. I want you to be on my platform. The Lord gave me your name. I need you to be on this platform with me because he gave me your name. And then that is like so anointing to hear. But explain to me in your words, what does it mean to you to leave an imprint for infinity?
Well, it means a lot. Matter of fact, in John, we had a kind of training with 10 community leaders, 10 community kids, that are going to take part of our community engagement. And we trained in the area of human rights education. And they are in Liberia, but they are going to be living print. And it's something that we cannot go away with, because you see what we actually gave to them by means of education remain with them. So
go ahead.
Yes. So those of them who really want to learn with your education, the human right, you know, human rights is entitlement to every individual. It must be protected by law, guaranteed by the state. So we think that by means of education, building schools, making sure that our church, you know, schools and other missions are built. And then, you know, making a kind of contribution back to society, giving back to our community. Giving back to our community is our priority. Because when we talk about a community engagement, we talk about how we can, you know, work together to make sure that we change the mentality of the way people think in their community. We can leave a print, we can leave a legacy. That's the only way we can leave a legacy, by engaging the community leaders, by engaging our families who have frustrated, who don't even know the way out, making sure to meet their needs. Even if we don't have, we have people that can say, okay, I will help one or two of them. Now, making sure that their safety is one of our priority. And so we cannot leave a print if we don't prioritize these things, because these are the more priority, the education, the first thing, awareness, making sure they will understand, even back here in America, to understand that this awareness is very important. We can leave a praying, remember that person, that lady, that woman that you are counseling today that have decided to commit suicide, this one thing you told her may be the thing that would lead her to say, no, I'm not going to kill myself again. You leave a print. You can leave a print. You know, when you talk to a lady or guy who are frustrated and want to do something to himself, you can leave a print. And so actually, I think as a kingdom citizen, I've been obligated to my society. I can leave a print by giving my voluntary services to the community. And that's what I've been doing. And then making sure that I train people in this area to take over. I can't leave a print. If I just do things because I want to get rich and eat all the money and forget about the future of our country and the community, I can only leave a print if I focus on the things of the future, because we are going, says Betty, a doctor, we are living this earth. So you can only leave a print when you focus on the community, the children, the future. So our organization and the work that I do, actually we prioritize children education. That is our entire priority. Building schools, missions, and things that will remain. I tell you what, if you have two kids and you have billions of dollars, let's agree. The question is, will these two kids be able to manage the billions of dollars as compared to the school and the thing that you want to build for other generations to pass through and to be able to learn? So our thinking is how we can get involved into more education, more awareness, talking to more people, getting involved into a massive awareness along with people to change community interaction to the positive level than to the negative level.
Perfect. You know, I just as we are ending our show here, I was just reminded, tell us quickly how one can get in touch with you. If you have a website, or that would be the best, you know, if you have something you want to leave with the other. I see you have your information there, but let our listeners know how they can contact you.
Well, you can contact me at 929-269-9556, or then you can get to my page. The website actually built, the institution that built the website, we have a little problem with the linking the paper and other things. We're trying to get that straight, because we all think including the PayPal and other things, we're not going to get, because we got to pay for the website every month. And so now what we're doing is to make sure that is being set up. I think they've been upgraded. In the next month, it's going to be out. But you can contact me on my page. You can contact me on the Zoom, whatever place that you can do it. The CRMCRE.child. igmail.com, or you can call me on that number. If you go to my web page, the other one is the other page that is stay. You can stay, go there and stay, see our program is crmcre.net.com. Okay, .net.com is www, it's the first website that is stay up, but then the renew one, we are upgrading it, so we want to say to you, those of us who want to be in contact, anything you want to do, just contact me, and then we can go straight into my Facebook page, Jarvis Bestman, and then you see the red red color quote. That is the other one. Don't be confused. Just not Jarvis Jr., because Jarvis Jr. is always on the internet. He's in the ministry, so you can see him. Sometimes you'll be confused. Jarvis Jr. is my son, and I'm Jarvis Bestman Sr. But when you see me, you know that I'm the senior, because I'm the different.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for that. Remember, strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things you cannot do. I want to thank all of you for tuning in with us today, Pastor Reverend Jarvis Bestman. You are such an influential leader. I appreciate what you are doing globally. And if you can't contact him at any of those locations that he mentioned, you can always reach out to this broadcasting or you can go to BettySpeaks.com, leave your information there. I promise you, I will get you in touch with him. That's BettySpeaks.com. And you know that this show is is always wow. looking for those that are empowering others. So thank you again for tuning in to Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. And also our Sunday show, you know, those of you that are tuning in there as well on the Power of Praise Network, we call it Poppin' TV. So thank you again. We appreciate you being here. Thank you very much, Reverend
thank you.
Desmond Sr. You're absolutely
You're welcome.
Amazing.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.